Hello, is this John Linnell?
This is John Linnell. Is this Paul?
This is Paul. Hello. Well, first off, thanks so much for taking the time. I understand your schedule is absolutely packed.
Absolutely. No problem.
So your 17th album, Glean, is out now.
Yes.
And often you guys have paired kind of cheerful music with kind of bummer lyrics, but with the song End of the Rope, there's so much desperation and rawness, both musically and lyrically. Can you address that?
I think the best explanation I can make is that we follow a song where it seems to be taking us, you know, when we're writing. And there's not really a master plan about how sad or conflicted, how much of a conflict there will be between the music and the lyrics or any of those issues. It's really just it's a very intuitive process. So, I mean, for me, I usually write music first and then try and imagine what would be an interesting lyric. And I mean, I would say often I'm trying to come up with a lyric that isn't the most obvious thing suggested by the mood of the music. So you're right. It's like often the two are kind of in contrast to one another.
Sure.
So I guess End of the Rope is a little more, it's a little closer to a kind of pastiche kind of thing, like a slow ballad that's a desperate, you know, cri de coeur or something like that. I love the Perry Mason theme. And I particularly love the piano.
There is a little of that in there, isn't there?
Constantly, there's certain things I'm always trying to rip off, and I suppose that's one of them.
Well, this has all been a ruse. I represent the lawyers for Perry Mason's estate.
Yes,
you've been served.
My brother, Robin Thicke, and I are hanging our heads.
Sharing a cell. So actually, speaking of sharing cells, and I know this is, Flansburgh sings it, I don't know if he wrote it, but who is in music jail? Why are they there? What have they done?
That's Flansburgh's song. I think it's not about punishment. The song is not about punishment so much as my sense, and John really should speak for himself about it, but I think it's more just about the expression music jail is something that is one of the things that's floating around. I think John wanted to develop the idea, and you know, it's not jail in the sense of you committed a crime. It's more like purgatory.
Gotcha.
I mean, again, John probably has deeper things to say about it, but I think it's more just like a state that you found yourself. You're suspended in music jail, not for any good reason.
Sure. Okay. So actually going off of that, the whole, you know, people asking you annoying questions about the meaning of your music, do you guys ever do that with each other? Or is it after 3 decades, is it kind of like, I'm just going to let him go with it? Or is there anything where it's like, I have to ask what is going on?
We do discuss things usually a little ways into the process, not right off the bat. For example, with Underwater Woman, I kind of wanted it to make it, you know, I kind of felt like this is a vibe that I want to not try and second guess or mute the impulse prematurely, but it seemed like this potentially kind of objectifying song, like it could be read the wrong way.
Sure.
That it's like. If you have a song lyric which is about a woman, that it's not putting women in the best light. You know, that it's kind of like making objectifying women or making them, you know, making the woman the sort of the caricature or something. And what I wanted to do was write a song about loneliness. It happens that the character is a woman,
I think that comes across.
I'm trying to be sensitive, basically.
Sure, absolutely.
This is something I discussed with Flansburgh. You know, it's like how do I make this? And I think one of the things he was just, you know, politely saying, well, there was a line that was just underwater girl. I think originally it went underwater girl, underwater lady or something, and he was like, well, if you change it to woman, that's already...
It's weird, but no, that's very true. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the isolation in it is heartrending. It comes through very clearly, I think, yeah.
It's supposed to be sad, and the best thing about it, as usual, is the video that Mark Marek produced for us. I always feel like the videos so often save the day for me, like, about what the song is trying to get across.
And, you know,
it's a very literal interpretation of the lyrics that he made. It's such a nice treatment of it. Everybody was just amazed.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. So going back to Glean is comprised of, give or take, the first batch of tracks from the newly resurrected Dial-A-Song service, which is one track per week, every week for the year, 52 brand new recordings. This decision is lunacy. How did that come about?
Well, I think we realized that we could pull it off last year at some point. We spent most of last year writing, so we kind of, you know, did the math, and we thought, well, we could, at very least, we could do a shitty job of putting out 52 songs, and if we just start from there, we can probably improve the quality incrementally just by working harder.
Sure.
So we really had covered a lot of Glean was written and recorded over the course of last year, and and some of the next project, which is a kid's, actually I think we were doing them simultaneously. So by the beginning of this year, we had enough material to get through about two thirds of the year, at least, actually.
Maybe
even early this year, we thought we could get through the whole year, but we want to try and improve the quality. So we've continued coming up with new songs, and we're gonna be recording again in June. So we'll have a chance to get some more top shelf material in there before the whole thing is over.
Okay, so there's no real panic that's going to kick in. So sexy Robert
Durst.
Oh, there is. So
not, you know, it's more like we're trying to make it a good quality thing, but I think we could coast at this point.
Of course.
We'd like to make it as good as possible.
Definitely. Okay. So one of the tracks actually up on Dial-A-Song recently was Thinking Machine. And is that from the upcoming Kids album?
My proposal was that was a Kids song, and I think Flans was wondering if it was really appropriate.
Oh, it's a great Kids song.
We've got a lot of Kids songs, but we haven't picked the ones that are going to go on the record yet.
Sure.
So, you know, we have the luxury now to kind of decide.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Is that an appropriate song for kids?
I think if you're going along the with the Disney prescription, the sort of like these need to be maybe a little more educational, maybe not. But if it's more like no, I mean, absolutely. I still think Violin is utterly terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I would consider
that's a traumatic song.
Yeah, but the thing is, the kids don't understand that. They just, you know, it's like, oh, the funny guy. That's funny. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, that's my strong inclination is to make no part two. That's where I've been operating from, and I think John probably feels the same way. We're definitely not making a Disney record.
Sure. I think that would be fantastic.
So the only other paradigm we have is no at this point. Which the thing with no was that there were no there was no idea of a specific age group.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of a, just like for anybody who likes it, you know.
Sure.
And you know, we were obviously more rangy with the subject matter. So we'll see. I mean, I think that when it comes down to it, we'll be choosing the songs based on partly on how much they complement one another.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, I think if Thinking Machine is the vibe of this, if that is going to be the kids' album, I think that'd be fantastic. I mean, a follow-up to No would be great because, again, it's clearly a They Might Be Giants album. Yeah.
All right, good. Well, we have your vote of confidence.
That's me. That's one. So that's one for yes. So you guys are on tour right now. Tonight you're in Boston. Tomorrow you're in D.C. Then you're in Philly. Then you are back to Brooklyn at the Williamsburg Hall of Music, which you guys have been selling out every last Sunday of the month. mainly with themed shows. You did, you know, the first album, then you did Flood, you're doing Glean on Sunday, and then the Else is in May. Any ideas for the next 6 months of Williamsburg shows?
The summer shows are going to be, there's going to be some kids shows, and that'll get us up to the fall. I mean, I don't know. I think we're feeling pretty much like we can handle learning album themed shows. We're almost done sometimes learning the Elf.
Yeah.
So that's you know, that's the kind of thing. I think, you know, we're thinking we could handle a Lincoln show.
Sure.
And the Elf, and then some kids shows, and probably by the fall we'll have the energy to tackle something else. We could also repeat something, you know.
If
anybody wants to hear another Flood show, we are ready for that. But yeah, we'll see. You know, maybe there's a Halloween show.
That would be fantastic. I mean, there's
songs.
Yeah, there's also, you know, if again, while we're taking requests about, you know, the new album and everything, is it possible a John Henry or Factory Showroom show?
All things are possible. I think we did do a Factory Showroom show. I'm sort of thinking that we did that, but I'm trying to remember where that. Maybe that was one of those Mohegan Sun shows. I can't remember.
Oh, I missed it. I saw the Apollo 18 show at Joe's Pub, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm comfortable saying I don't know what the fuck we're doing, which is often the correct answer.
All right, well, it looks like we have 1 minute left. Going back to Dial Song for one last second, if you had something to say to Gloria, the woman who left that rambling message all those years ago that became such a weird, you know, kind of thing, what would you say to her all these years later?
I don't know. I think she was so self-motivated. The great thing about Gloria is that she wasn't doing it for any other reason than curiosity.
Sure, yeah. It was very sincere.
So I don't have any special message for Gloria, but I love Gloria. I think she's kind of, in a way, the sort of, you know, ultimate explorer that we want. You know, we want that impulse to continue.
Sure.
For the people to discover us, who have pretty much no reason. You know, they're not. It's not because their friends are telling them that they should listen to us, or for any other reason than just pure curiosity. And that's the best thing about the Gloria phone call.
Yeah, the sort of just to stumble upon it and
yeah, and say, what the hell is this? And not be just put off.
Yeah. You know? All right, cool. Well, John Linnell, thank you so much. This was a
thank you. Nice talking to you, Paul.
It was a pleasure to speak to you as well. See you on Sunday. Yeah.
Excellent.